You're listening to the Offsides podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL Bro Bridge.
Two more states assess damage. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A tornado touching down in Nash County, North Carolina, where Sheriff Keith Stone is urging people to stay off the roads.
Remember, most catastrophic things that happen to victims during a storm is after the storm and not during the storm.
Injuries reported, but no details yet. Pfizer's Rocky Mount facility among the structures damaged. Parts of Kentucky underwater after torrential rain and hurricane force winds.
Just like every challenge we faced, we'll get through this. We'll get through this together.
Governor Andy Beshear declaring a state of emergency to expedite help, including an area still trying to rebuild from deadly tornadoes in 2021. A second IRS whistleblower suggesting political interference in the Hunter Biden tax probe that led to a misdemeanor plea deal.
I believe I'm risking my career, my reputation.
But Joseph Ziegler says he wanted to tell the truth and that a felony charge had been recommended for the president's son. Oversight Committee Democrats accuse Republicans of a smear campaign against the president. President Biden focusing on the economy.
Bidenomics is about increasing competition, not stifling competition.
Proposing steps including new guidelines on corporate mergers during a meeting of the White House Competition Council, but his economic message doesn't appear to be resonating.
A new Monmouth University poll finds more Americans disapprove than approve of President Biden's handling of the economy.
The polls don't tell the whole story. They don't tell the full story, and we understand that.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says other economic indicators reflect improving sentiment.
The combination of unemployment and inflation is in near historic lows. And that's what we have seen. Consumer confidence is increasing, and also wages are rising.
For weeks, the president and other cabinet officials have held events across the country promoting what they are now calling Bidenomics.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Israel's president marks 75 years of Israeli independence with an address to the U.S. Congress.
My soul is overflowing with pride and joy.
President Isaac Herzog calling the America Israel's greatest partner and friend.
How the nations we built overcame loss. How deeply our stories complement each other's. How far we have all come together.
Getting a bipartisan standing ovation, but some progressive Democrats boycotted the speech, accusing Israel of human rights abuses against Palestinians. Herzog says the greatest challenge the U.S. and Israel face is Iran's nuclear program. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont signing bills to expand abortion protections while accusing Republicans of attacking freedoms.
With liberty and justice for all. Not with liberty and justice for all, unless you're a woman of childbearing age who happens to live in Florida or Texas or one of a dozen other countries. With liberty and justice for all, these are the American values.
Republican-led states have passed more restrictions after the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe versus Wade, arguing it was the right decision, handing control back to the states. The man accused of attacking the husband of then House Speaker Pelosi in their California home wants his trial moved.
43-year-old David DePav is accused of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's home last October late at night and beating her 83-year-old husband Paul with a hammer. He's pleaded not guilty to federal charges of attempting to kidnap a federal official and assaulting a federal official's family member. His federal public defenders not only want his upcoming trial moved out of the Bay Area, they want it moved out of state to Eureka, Oregon. They say a state judge's decision allowing the release of surveillance and body camera footage of the incident has likely tainted a jury pool in the Bay Area. A police body camera appears to have caught DePap swinging a hammer at Pelosi. He's also pleaded not guilty to state charges, including attempted murder.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. More gains on Wall Street, the Dow finishing up 109. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
What's up, Acadiana, and welcome to Shannon Is Offsides. I'm Shannon Wilkerson, here with Gary Cruz. Thanks for joining us for today's broadcast. We'll be with you until 6 o'clock. It's currently 4:08, taking you home live and local on News Talk, KPL 96.5 FM. The Cigar Man.
How you doing, man?
How are you, Gary?
I'm doing fine.
That's good.
Just left Bailey's, made it over here. Nice day.
Now, how many cigars do you smoke a day? On average.
Because it can be any. Some days it's none. Average is probably two, maybe three.
Okay. Do you find that you smoke cigars less in the summer when it's very hot, or does it have any effect?
It has an effect because, if I'm going to smoke one after I get home, that means sitting out on the patio.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm not always eager to do that.
No. Do you smoke inside at work?
Yeah. Well, we've got a – every shop has a different method for dealing with the smoke.
Okay.
And we've got both a filtration system and then a ventilation system on top of that.
So. All right. Yeah, well, I can see that. I can see how it would be less attractive of an experience to smoke – where you're outside sweating. Because, look, you don't have to be doing anything. You stand still, you're going to be sweating.
Yeah, yeah. It's hot. We were at the King Cutters game last night.
All right.
And I didn't do anything more than stand and watch the game.
Yeah, man.
I was still sweating.
Yeah, it interferes, or rather changes our behavior a lot.
I think so.
Being in the bar business for such a long time, when it gets hot, you see less liquor and more beer.
Okay.
Okay, because beer is cold. You can drink it down.
Right. You can hold the bottle up against your head.
You can do that too. But then when it gets cold, you see the other way around. People will drink more liquor.
Yeah.
And, so you can see a lot of I'm curious how it affects the food industry. I'd be curious about that.
I'd be willing to bet people go out less. I mean, August is, I know in New Orleans, I had lots of friends who worked in kitchens or were waiters and waitresses, and everybody was, that's when you took your vacations because you don't have near the number of people coming in.
Yeah.
And I think the same is probably true here. When it's hot, people don't like to get out even,
You don't want to go out to your car to get something.
Yeah.
It's just so miserable. But
I'd be interested to see the impact on daiquiri sales.
There you go. Okay, very, very good point. Probably see a big uptick in daiquiri sales.
Yes.
I mean, it's a frozen drink.
Yeah.
So, I think so. Excuse me.
Bless you.
All right.
You're allergic to daiquiri.
I'm allergic to daiquiris. A good sneeze feels good.
Yeah.
that? Good sneeze feels good. So, in the evening, when I'm inside and I'm about to shower, and I have to think, is there anything I need to go out for? Is there anything in my car? All right, anything at all? Because just going out to your car, I forgot this in my car.
Right.
Just going that 10 feet, getting it, and coming back, you start to sweat.
You're going
to
break a sweat.
You're going to break a sweat. And so I'm always thinking, all right, is there anything I need to make sure? Because I don't want to sweat after I have cleaned my body.
Right.
Which brings me to a question.
Okay.
This is going to be, interesting to discuss.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see what kind of calls
it's going
to
be
get.
Interesting. Okay, so, you go out to your car, you get sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
When you come back in, do you shower again?
Yeah, I think that's why you wait until everything's
right.
done.
Right, but then you forget.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you shower again?
No, I do one and
then that's it.
That's it.
Okay.
And I take a shower in the morning because it helps me get going. I would like to be able to take a shower in the evening and not have to do it in the morning.
Okay.
But just in terms of getting moving in the morning.
You need it.
I need that cup of espresso and I need the shower.
Yeah. There are times when I shower twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I'm able to, I'll shower at night and in the morning.
Yeah, and if I go work out, like when I used to go to Reds, I would hit the steam room, the whirlpool,
right.
And the chill pool. You know,
right.
I'm old, so you got to get the cold and the hot.
Yeah, it's interesting with different hygiene habits.
Yeah,
I know a friend of mine at work. She bathes at least 3 times a day all year.
Wow.
Okay, all year. She
to have the time for that.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
All right. And she makes it a point, to say she bathes. That takes a lot longer than a shower.
Shower, yeah.
And so people have different hygiene bathing habits. And there was a interesting article that I came across, shared with Gary, about hygiene, bathing habits. Yeah. And
showering. I think it was showering.
Showering, okay.
Yeah.
It is interesting,
yeah.
All right, how different people are. Now, I shower once a day, at uh-huh. least, all right? Most of the time, it's just once a day,
uh-huh.
and it's always at night. Now, I got into that habit being in the bar business because
right.
I come home stinking like cigarettes every night,
right.
All right? So I would shower at night, and I got into that habit. But I was interested to learn years ago that not everybody does that.
Not everybody. And based on the article you sent me, the physicians, what do you call it?
Dermatologists. Yeah.
Recommend about 3 times a week.
Yeah, every other day.
And they're not necessarily saying don't clean yourself. They're
right.
saying you don't need the full-blown shower or bath every day.
Yeah.
And then, of course, now because so many people have kids and they discuss what they're doing with their kids and everything, there's a whole different discussion on how often should you bathe your kids.
Right.
You
know? Yeah, because of the skin.
Yeah, I think you put them in the backyard, hose them down, that counts.
I definitely agree. Yeah. And during the summer, you can make it into a game.
That's it.
Okay. I keep falling into the habit of using a high-pressure hose. Okay? And that never works out right.
No,
okay?
It's like Peyton Manning on Saturday Night Live.
That's exactly right. Look, I didn't mean to give him an enema.
Yeah.
You know, I was just trying to clean the kid off. So these dermatologists,
yeah,
they clearly do not live in South Louisiana. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. When people say that they don't bathe or shower every day, and they maybe shower or bathe every other day, it doesn't mean that they have no cleaning
right.
procedures.
Right.
You know, they towel off, and clean a few certain areas
with a
soapy towel or something like that.
Yep. I think that's what they're talking about.
And, yeah.
I don't know. I'm gonna take my shower. I shave in the shower, so I'm gonna take the shower. I'm gonna take my time. It's always been an issue, you know.
Really,
I grew up with 4 younger brothers. About the only place you could go get peace and quiet was in the bathroom.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know. I remember. But I have a bad habit of rushing everything I do.
Oh,
okay. And so I normally get into the shower. It's every now and then I'll remind myself maybe stay in here and relax a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's short-lived. But I find myself not quite as rushed now as I was maybe just a few years ago.
Well, I have to tell you, I take a not hot, but pretty hot shower because I shave.
Mm-hmm.
I really prefer a cold shower just for it's more invigorating. You feel better when you get out.
Yeah.
Prefer it. But I'm not shaving with cold water. I could just,
Oh, no. That's damaging. I can't just get into a cold shower. I've got to cool it off a little bit at a time. All right. You know, so
you're like the frog in the boiling pot.
That's exactly right. I was speaking with my niece the other day, same thing. She lives in San Francisco. She was in town. She went out running. You know, the heat was so incredible. She said, I took a shower, still sweating afterwards. I said, well, you come in and your body heat is real high. You've been out in the heat a long time, and you take a shower. You've got to get to cold water
right.
to cool your body down. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, yes, you'll just keep on sweating.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back to a prior life, one of my prior lives.
Okay.
And there was a family, and there was a husband, wife, two kids, and they lived out of state, and they would come in for the holidays and stay at the in-laws.
Okay.
Okay, the grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an issue. Now, it was a short-lived issue, but there was an issue because these parents only bathed their kids maybe three times a week at the most.
All right.
And the grandparents said, no.
Not in our house.
Not in our house. Yeah. And so it was like, okay, these are my kids. Yeah, but this is my house. Okay, if y'all want to stay here, the kids got to have a bath every day. Okay. And they were polite with one another.
Yeah.
And the father-in-law said, listen, we're not going to argue or anything like that. You are welcome to stay here. These are my rules in my house. And I respect your rules, but if you're going to do that, you got to go stay at a hotel.
Yeah.
Okay. And they finally said, okay, you know, it's not worth all this. But that was the first time I was exposed to parents
uh-huh.
that did not bathe their kids every day, which I would have died for when I was a little bit. I hated it. You know what I mean? I mean, you go through that period where you don't want to go.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I used to teach middle school.
Yeah.
And one of the things was that's when everybody, the hormones hit, things start changing. And some teachers had no problem telling the boys after PE that you really need to start using deodorant or whatnot.
Right.
Some of the boys really caught on to it, and you would see, because they had to have the clear bags and the see-through, they had the deodorant in the bag. You know? And then, of course, some got ridiculous with it. And I always thought that whoever invented Axe had middle school boys and PE in mind. So you could just spray yourself.
All over, and the women are going to chase you around.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, then I had a debate argument. It was an argument.
Okay.
Okay. Years ago with some friends of mine, and, you know, they were hippies. You know, they were wannabe hippies, and they were all about Europe.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Europe is wonderful. We've been to Europe. America sucks. Europe. London. I said, look, okay, that's fine. And if there are any people that are listening right now that are from Great Britain, I mean no disrespect to you, all right? But I told them, I said, those people smell. Okay? Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I said, they do. You know, it's not that they're dirty. When I finally calmed them down and saying, listen, I really don't mean this as an insult. That's a different environment.
Right.
Okay.
It's a whole different culture.
It's a whole different culture over there. They only bathe about once a week. And they don't always use deodorant. They think that all of that is bad for their skin. And they very well may be right.
Right.
But, okay, bad for your skin versus smelling bad. Yeah. I'd rather have bad skin.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and look, we live in a society. I mean, you know, I'm a cigar smoker. People will complain about the cigar smoke all the time.
Right.
But yet we don't complain, or we don't have restaurants saying you can't come in unless you bathed. We have, when you really think about it, all the cleaning elements that are used,
mm-hmm.
we know that people build up an intolerance over time to certain chemicals. Yet we use all kinds of stuff for cleaning these spaces and everything.
Sure.
And we don't tell workers, well, you don't have to come in. We cleaned yesterday, and we know you're allergic to it and all. We do a lot of double standard stuff in this country.
Yeah, we do.
And it just, you know, if you're going to go out and eat at a restaurant, you probably need to have cleaned up. You need to have taken a shower. Or just use the drive-through. They're far enough away. They don't have to.
And that's the thing. Okay, so to what degree do we enforce this?
Yeah.
Because I have another family that I know, and their daughter had a boyfriend from London,
mm-hmm.
and the boyfriend came over from London, and they drove to New Orleans, show them New Orleans, and it was cold outside, okay, and the windows were up, and they were disgusted.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
They were like, it was bad. just being around the house. But when you get in a small enclosed environment right. like that, they were like, man, that's bad. So here, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, I'm going to ask you and our listeners, what is acceptable when it comes to being around someone who stinks, okay, and or has bad breath? At what point is it insulting? What's appropriate when it comes to addressing that? How do you address that? And also, let us know what you and your family, what your hygiene practices are. Okay, so how often do you bathe
right.
or shower? How often do you wash your hands? That's a big deal now since COVID.
Oh, yeah.
How often do you brush your teeth? You know, floss,
right.
clean your ears. How do you clean your ears? My ears always itch inside, and I can't get to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
News Talk 96.5 KPL, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios. Find out more about how they can help you at matthew-james.com.
All right, everybody, we're back. So we're talking about, you know, hygiene issues.
Hygiene.
We talk about everything here.
Yeah.
You know, I've got some callers. I'm going to get to them in a second. Got a very interesting message on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage our listeners to go and follow me at Shannon Is Offsides on Facebook. So this this listener says dopamine levels increase with cold showers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and helps with acne and other skin issues.
I didn't know that.
You know, now also understand that salt water, even being at the beach, even if you don't get into the water much, the salt in the air, any little scratches or anything like that you have on your skin, maybe you don't even see them or anything, that salt heals all that.
And so I'm wondering if, you know, being a whiskey drinker, if any of the Islay scotches, because they have the salty air, that's if taken internally, it might not have the same effect.
If so, I'd have the perfect skin. Okay, let's just say that, all right? Also brings up sage.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sage is like that hippie oil.
Yeah, well, and you burn it and...
Oh, that's sage. Okay, I'm thinking about the hippie oil.
No, you're thinking patchouli.
Patchouli, that's exactly patchouli, right. Yeah. No, absolutely not. I don't like that at all. I ran into a friend of mine who had just come back from Jazz Fest.
Uh-huh.
And I see her at the drugstore. And before I even saw her, I smelled that.
Uh-huh.
Right? I knew there was somebody around. So, oh, hey, how you doing? Okay, good. We run into each other. And then she comes and gives me a hug. I was like, okay. I went home. I could smell it all over.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I changed my clothes. I put the clothes directly into the washing machine. Still there.
Yep.
Okay. Took a shower. Got out. Still there.
Yep.
I showered three times. The last time, I'm not exaggerating, I used salt. Okay? Because, you know, if you're eating crawfish, you really want to get the smell off your hands. You use salt.
Right.
I'm rubbing down my whole body with salt to get rid of that smell off of me. I didn't like it. Hey, welcome to Shannon Is Offsides. Who's calling?
Oh, this is Alex. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Couple of things. Grew up in New Orleans as a kid, and would go between living uptown to downtown, and in the streetcars in the summertime with the tourists, especially the ones that were from Europe. Oh, my gosh, how it would smell.
Yeah, I experienced the same thing all year round, but especially in the summer at Pat O'Brien's.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, I can't imagine.
Yeah, well, I can. It was because every tourist comes to Pat O'Brien's.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's a thing.
Exactly.
Jackson Square, Bourbon Street, Pat O'Brien's. And boy, you knew when you approached the table. Nobody wanted to wait on them, not just because they smell bad, because they don't tip.
They don't tip, yep.
They don't tip, that's right.
No, they don't tip.
Another thing, they don't. Another thing I want to add to the situation, my mom and I got in an argument, and my mom's a very Christian woman. And I said, Mom, 2,000 years ago, Jesus's feet probably stunk, and I'm pretty sure he had bad breath. Would you still want to get close to him? Would you want to be in his presence and learn from him? She's like, oh, you can't. I'm like, what? He was a human being too, you know.
Blasphemy. So,
no, he wasn't a European. Middle Eastern. You know. He was Middle Eastern. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, still.
Still, right.
I mean, come on. They lived in the desert.
They lived in the desert. Oh, yeah. They were all sweating.
They were all sweating all the time. And I'll tell you something. What's your name, caller?
Alex.
Alex.
We've talked before many a time.
I remember. Yeah. I remember. So, as I said before, hand washing became very common when COVID hit.
Right.
But even before that, I've always been a fanatical hand washer.
So I'm in the food service business.
Okay.
I'm in the food service business. And I'm not going to say where I work or anything. And with the culinary school. And the first thing they teach you is wash your hands for 20 seconds.
Right.
Which became commonplace after COVID.
Right.
But, you know, like, simple sanitation is going to get you through the day no matter what. And if everybody can just practice simple sanitation, then heavy food service is just common sense. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, one thing that's common sense is you go to the bathroom, you wash your hands. But when people forget that you can't go and open the door touching it.
No.
Okay, if there's a handle or a doorknob and you wash your hands, you've ruined the cleanliness of your hands.
The whole
situation, because I guarantee you there's a lot of other people that have not washed their hands that have touched that doorknob. So you got to take one of the napkins, you know, that you dry your hands with to open the door. Here's the challenge. Some of them don't have a handle. Okay.
Right.
They got those air dry things. So you got to get your shirt, you know, or like get underneath your shirt and get it to where I don't know what else to do.
The number of things.
Keep a little bottle of hand sanitizer in your pocket will always save the day.
Yeah.
All right. That's not bad.
There's a number of things I'm willing to worry about.
All right, guys. Talk to you all
soon. Hey, thanks, Alex.
Thanks.
What's that?
I said there's a number of things I'm willing to worry about, and it's small. But and look, selling cigars, people are going to put those things in their mouths. So we wash our hands a lot of time. We wash them frequently. We use a lot of hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
And I get what the dermatologists are saying about bathing and all, because it dries your hands out.
Well, there's a skin condition that we called bar funk, okay? And with your hands always being wet like that, hour after hour, day after day, you know, your skin just starts to peel away.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very uncomfortable, and it looks like you've got a disease.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks bad, and it hurts bad. Hey, welcome. Shannon is offsides. Who's calling? Call, are you there?
Is this me?
It is you.
Okay. I'm not sure they sweated back in the day. Think of all those old photos from Southwest Louisiana. They're all in suits and ties. They don't look like they're hot.
They're hot.
They might not look like it.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know. Yeah. I mean, when people used to dress formally, what we call formally, that was just normal dress. Everybody went to work in a suit.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter. And they were walking down Canal Street in August.
Yeah.
Believe me, it was hot.
None of them are pictures of them holding their arms up so you can see the pics.
They're photos, and they don't look like they're hot.
Well, that's because they all got hats on. I hear what you're saying. Go ahead, Gary.
No, Mom told you, smile.
That's exactly right. Look happy, even though we know you're miserable. Thanks for the call. Hey, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
Hey, it's Steve with some laundry tips.
I'm ready.
Okay, so you're talking about people not smelling good, but sometimes it's the clothing. When you get that mildew, and you've been working out in the field doing barbed wire, and that shirt gets wet, and you know what happens. If it gets hot, it's got that funk. And I know a singer for a pretty well-known band, and he won't listen to me. Man, if you get that funk, you can wash your clothes 10 times, it won't come out.
You're right. That's exactly right.
You got to throw one cup of vinegar in with the wash water and rinse the clothes twice, and it kills the funk.
Yeah. Well, so you know, one of my listeners just messaged me saying vinegar.
Vinegar, yeah.
Yeah, that's what works.
Yeah, because
I had a guitar player one time show up to a gig after painting the house. He stunk the room up so bad we lost half our fans. Yeah.
I bet.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but the thing is, like I was saying, you know, most people will I don't want to say they don't have the guts to do it, but most most people are uncomfortable saying anything about it.
Yeah.
Okay. But in the work environment, hey, look, I had this guy that worked for me, and I'm walking behind the bar. I'm like, what is that smell? You know, and I'm looking around, and I'm thinking that, like, there's, like, bar funk underneath the equipment or something. I'm looking around trying to find a smell.
Trying to find a dead rat.
That's exactly right. Well, this bar back, it was one. He's a big old hairy guy. And he comes walking by me, and I knew right then, okay? And I pulled him aside. I said, bruh, you got to go home and shower and get some deodorant and some fresh clothes before you can come back. I mean, I had to.
Yeah.
You know, and he was like, are you serious? I said, yeah, I'm really serious. Yeah, okay, believe me, I am doing you a favor. You are not going to meet a girl tonight.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Hey, thanks for the call, man. All right, so
well, before you
please continue.
Another issue that, because a lot of this, when you read what people have put on social media or stars and folks who are talking, it's how often do they bathe their kids in one? And so now you run into a whole issue at schools when nobody, if you remember the Adam Sandler movie, nobody wants to be the smelly kid in class.
The stinky kid, that's right.
The stinky kid. And on the other hand, it's the parents maybe who aren't bathing him because it's more of a struggle, or her, it's more of a struggle to do it. And that brings up a whole new can of worms. What right. about when you're dealing with kids? What do schools do? And they've had to deal with this, I'm thinking, since schools first opened.
I'm sure it's an ongoing thing indefinitely. Yeah. Maybe not as much. Well, not as much when you get older kids.
Yeah.
You know, because once boys and girls become interested in one another, okay, yeah. Now girls are always clean.
Yeah.
Okay, for the most part, little girls, that you don't have to fight. Look, I've never been around girls, daughters, okay, but it would be my expectation that little girls don't fight as much as little boys to go take baths.
Oh, they do. Yeah, and then when it comes to hair, especially if parents are letting it grow out and it's getting longer and it's thick, they don't like getting their hair washed because it typically means getting soap in your eyes and all that other stuff.
Yeah. Well, I would have expectations.
Yeah.
That, especially with the girls, that changes, at least to a certain degree, when they start becoming interested in boys.
Oh, yeah.
And boys with girls. Okay, the other way around. But even girls, teenage girls and grown women, it was many years ago that when I learned that it's very common for grown women to only wash their hair a few times a week.
Right.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
You know, and they say, well, your hair looks a lot better. It's more manageable when it's been a few days since you washed it.
Right.
I'm like, how can you do that in South Louisiana?
If you can keep it from smelling, you're in good shape. But it means you can get ready a lot faster too.
Right.
So, but yeah, and you don't smell like hairspray.
Yeah, that's another thing. Now, I also learned that they use what's called dry shampoo.
Yeah, okay. I've heard of this. I've never.
So apparently that cleans their scalp and cleans their hair, but not like water does.
Okay.
It absorbs. It's like a powdery thing, okay. I think.
I don't know.
They spray it and they brush it.
I think we're back to Axe.
Okay. But I don't know. When I had hair, I enjoyed washing it every day. Okay. Now, like I said, I was in the bar every night.
Right.
Okay. You didn't have a choice. You don't wash your hair before you go to bed. Your whole room's going to stink up.
Right. Well, you know, I had a lot more hair than I do now at one point. And that was almost, I had to wash it pretty much every day or else I could feel the oil and I was uncomfortable.
Yeah. You're Lebanese.
Yeah. And I didn't even have to be sweating to feel it. So, you know, it was just, I needed to give myself a head start in the morning.
Yeah.
It would get hot. Now you didn't always mind it because if you wanted the hair, you didn't always mind it. But at some point, it just became a pain.
Well, you know, I wear a beard. I wear a full beard, and it does get hot in the summer. I'm tempted to shave it every summer or to go to a trimmed goatee like you have.
Yeah.
But I don't. But I would if I had to work outside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's the thing. If I had to work outside or even had to work part-time, part of my job was outside, I don't think I could keep the beard.
You could maybe just put patchouli in your beard.
Oh, God. Man, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. I do plan on growing it out and being Santa this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
If only they could come up with smell radio, you know, just...
This
would be a much more interesting segment.
Yeah. Well, they did have scratch and sniff.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. All right, we're back.
I keep thinking we should be using ooh, that smell.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Clean it up, Gary. All right, so I bathe every day. I shower every day. You shower every day.
Yep.
You shave in the shower. I shave my head in the shower.
Okay.
And when I can, I do like to shower twice. It's just not very common.
Yeah.
Okay. I do have, like, it's common for me to have night sweats.
Well, and you go work out pretty much every day, too.
I go work out after this.
Right.
And so then I go home and shower.
Okay.
And so, you know, the timing works.
Yeah.
Like that. But so we you know, when it comes to bathing and showering, we definitely have determined that different people have different habits.
Right.
One of the caller brought up the funk in clothes. You can wash them in hot water. You're not gonna, once you get in there, you're not gonna get it out.
They smell like they're wet. They smell like they're mildew.
Yes.
He was right when he said that mildewy smell.
Yeah, like a wet dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's a problem. And it's a frequent problem with women with that go to aerobics.
Okay.
And they're wearing the leggings.
Uh-huh.
And they don't realize that even though they've washed it, you still got that thing going on. That's right.
Yeah, but I would imagine the other women in the class, somebody's going to tell you something.
You'd be surprised.
Okay,
you would be surprised. But, all right, so what about other, you know, hygiene habits?
Uh-huh.
All right. As I mentioned before, I am constantly tormented by an itch in my ear
uh-huh.
that I cannot get to, okay? And you're not supposed to use a Q-tip. And
no.
if you go on YouTube, you will see these disgusting videos of doctors. And there's a little camera down in there that they put way back into their ear. And you can see them digging out this wax plug.
Wow.
Okay. It's a sight. You'd be surprised what they pull out of people's ears.
Well, they actually, if you go on Amazon, they make this little tool now.
Uh-huh.
You're cleaning the inside of your ear. It's got a little...
It's like a screw?
Yeah, it's almost got it's a screw, but there's a couple of different styles of them.
Okay.
So you might want to check that out.
Yeah.
And then I remember from a kid, they would use... There was like a little water jet they would spray in there to flush it out.
Yeah. So. I'm curious what ear, nose, and throat doctors think about that.
Yeah.
My family doctor from years back in New Orleans, I was having these ear problems and wax buildup. And anyway... he recommended getting a water pick.
Using it? Yeah.
And he said, you put the water pick on the lowest possible setting.
Right.
And you put warm water in there and then you clean your ears with that.
Makes sense.
Yes. Years later, I mentioned that to my ear, nose, and throat doctor. And he said, don't you ever do that again. And I was like, well, how do I get it out of there? You know?
Yeah.
And he told me that our ears are self-cleaning.
Yeah.
But no, I
can't
do that.
They got the little gremlins in there with the rags and everything and the lawnmowers. Yeah.
Well, things can grow in there.
Yeah.
Okay. And there are some disgusting videos on YouTube about with cameras of doctors pulling live animals out of people's ears. And you don't want to see it.
I don't think it's live animals. Insects.
Insects and others.
Okay.
Insects and others. Worms.
Yeah.
So how do you clean those damn things? All right. You got the little
screw
thing.
How do you clean the worms?
You squash the worms.
Okay.
All right. So you got these little tools.
Right.
You got it.
You got
water
Q-tips.
Pick.
You got a water.
Well, you know, you're not supposed to use the Q-tip because it jams it up in there deeper.
Right.
So that's what you do. All right. But here's the question. If bathing too often is bad for your skin, what about shaving? What about shaving your skin? Because shaving, I mean, the women have been shaving their armpits and their legs and sometimes other areas for a very long time. And a lot of men that are athletic will shave their arms and legs. And I mean, I mostly clipper my arms, and sometimes I shave them because I've got tattoos, and my tattoos look stupid with hair growing out.
Right. So I actually had a friend who was an esthetician, and we only had one or two conversations about this guy. And she said, all right, when it comes to keeping your skin on your face moist and clean, men are actually at an advantage because we shave, and it's an exfoliation.
Okay.
And so the shaving is an exfoliation, and that helps with keeping your skin tight and moist and all of the stuff that we're talking about. So I would think that's part of the reason why some women's legs may look very nice and their faces seem to have aged a little bit more than their legs.
Well, I'll tell you, believe it or not, now it's becoming more common for women to shave their faces, except they call it scraping. But it's the same thing. But they do it all over.
Yeah, okay? it takes off a little bit more.
It's the same thing. Yeah, it's like an exfoliation, but they do it across their forehead, all around in their neck, across their nose and everything. Yeah. And it's just like what you described. It's exfoliating.
I'm not sure I'm going in for it. I don't like having to shave my face.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And one of the reasons that I enjoy having a beard is because I don't like to shave.
Right.
So there's that. And there are a lot of women, young women now, that are millennials and Zers that refuse to shave their armpits.
Yeah.
Okay. They refuse to shave their armpits. And they make the claim that it's bad for their skin. I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if it's true. My opinion is, no, you just don't want to do it, and you're rebelling.
Yeah. And these women are mostly single, I would imagine.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
You know, and they could be very offended. There was a girl that worked for me as a bartender, and she was really an attractive young lady, all right? Very athletic, but not over muscular, you know, think she had spent time on running track in high school, maybe even in college. Really great shape. Well, the bar that she worked at, the girls wore tank tops, okay, with the bar logo on the front, like spaghetti strap tank tops. And so I'm at the bar and I'm looking around and I see her and there's something under there, okay? There's something visible underneath her armpit. I take a little bit closer. She had stopped shaving her armpits.
Right.
Okay. And I couldn't have it. Okay. So I pulled her aside. I said, look, I have to insist that you shave your armpits. Well, she was mad.
Yeah.
She was offended. And she was like, that's sexist. You don't make the men do it. Blah, blah, blah. I said, be that as it may. Okay. Fine. Are there different rules for girls than there are for men? Yes. Doesn't mean you have to follow them. You don't have to shave your arm, but you can't come behind that bar unless you do. She said, well, I'm not going to do it. I said, then you got to wear a t-shirt. You know, and she said, okay. So she worked with a t-shirt on. So,
and even if you don't shave them, you can trim, you know.
You can't. Well, yeah, you know, you trim with a razor.
Okay. And we never did get to the point of how you bring it up to somebody. And I have to say, when it comes to hygiene, I don't know how you bring it up without it becoming offensive, because that's pretty personal. And the more personal it becomes, the more likely people are to be on the defensive right away and assume that you're attacking them, even if you're not trying to.
Right.
I think it's almost always going to be offensive. You're just trying to minimize that as much as you can.
Yeah. I hear you. It's pretty hard to communicate, to share that thought without the person being offended.
Yeah.
Whether they know it or not.
Right.
Okay, whether they know it or not. Some of them, I know. I don't do that. It's bad for my skin. I hear right. it all the time. That happens.
Right.
But it can be very awkward. I have done things in the past to share these. Now, I told you about the guy, the barback that stunk really bad. That was before text messaging and iPhones and things mm-hmm. like that. And I have shared information about someone's appearance before through subtle text messages. For example, work with a man right now, and he was at work, and he had a terribly wrinkled shirt on. It's a reasonably professional environment.
Right.
All right. It's not a shirt and tie type of thing. And he was with a customer and had been for a while. So I texted him the picture of an iron. Okay. And I just said, can you figure this out? And he texted me back laughing. He said, yes, all right, I get it. Okay. Another person. See, it's easier in the bar business.
Yeah. Yeah. Most things are.
Most things are. That's yeah. exactly right. And there was a guy, bad breath. So I texted him a picture of Listerine.
Uh-huh.
It's
also easier, and I know it's also easier when you're working with just a bunch of guys.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a lot easier to say, man, you stink today.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, what's going on with you?
Right.
But women.
It's a whole different issue. And yep.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think they're comfortable saying it to each other just if it's a bunch of women either.
I don't know. I think it kind of depends. I think you're probably going to have at least one who would enjoy telling other women.
That's exactly right. Yeah. The loudmouth in the group.
The loudmouth, the mean girl, whatever yeah. you want.
The Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. The Peg Bundy. All right, we are going to be back at 5 o'clock for Remember Wednesday. This is going to be a really good one. What we're going to be talking about is TV shows that we would like to see turned into have a movie, or movies that we would like to see a TV show about. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
News Talk 96.5 KPL, Bro Bridge, Lafayette. Broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios. Online at matthew-james.com.
It's about increasing competition. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. President Biden touting his economic plan, dubbed Bidenomics, during a meeting of his Competition Council today.
When companies have to compete, it means lower prices, fair wages, and more innovation. That's why 2 years ago I signed an executive order to create this council to increase competition and lower costs for American households.
The president saying companies made record high profits during the pandemic, and now markups and inflation are coming down. But a new poll indicates the president's Bidenomics message is not resonating with Americans, who still disapprove of the administration's handling of the economy.
A new Monmouth University poll finds more Americans disapprove than approve of President Biden's handling of the economy.
The polls don't tell the whole story. They don't tell the full story, and we understand that.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says other economic indicators reflect improving sentiment.
The combination of unemployment and inflation is a near historic lows. And that's what we have seen. Consumer confidence is increasing, and also wages are rising.
For weeks, the president and other cabinet officials have held events across the country promoting what they are now calling Bidenomics.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The Senate's now considering the Pentagon budget for next year. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
If both sides keep working together, I hope we can pass the defense authorization bill before we leave for the August state work period.
But there's a snag. Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville is blocking action on military promotions over the Pentagon's policy on abortion. Schumer says Democrats will allow a vote on the abortion policy to end the blockade. Wall Street, the markets closed modestly higher following profit reports from some banks and some large U.S. companies. The Dow added 109. The Nasdaq gained 4 points. The S&P plus 10. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa?
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tool since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
In Alabama say they're waiting to fill in the blanks in the case of a woman reported missing by her family but found days later.
Police in Hoover, Alabama say they can find no evidence that 25-year-old Carly Russell, who was found at home days after being reported missing, ever saw a toddler in a diaper walking alone near an interstate highway. Russell had called 911 reporting such a thing before her disappearance. Russell was found at home roughly 2 days later, unresponsive but breathing, and police say they're waiting for her to be made available for further questioning. Evan Brown, Fox News.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says as hundreds of migrants continue to arrive, the city will give some adult asylum seekers in the city's shelter system 60 days notice to find somewhere else to live. Adams says the new policy is intended to make room for migrant families with children. One airline's union deal might be on the rocks after another company offers its pilots a more enticing offer.
The American Airlines pilot deal could be in jeopardy now that United pilots have negotiated a more generous contract proposal. American pilots start voting next week on a four-year deal that includes a pay increase of about 42%. Though the Allied Pilots Union, which represents American pilots, says its agreement pales in comparison with United's preliminary deal. American says through a spokesperson that it will work with the union to make sure its pilots are taken care of. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Astronomers say there could be two planets sharing the same orbit around a star. Using a telescope in Chile, the Spanish-led team spotted a cloud of debris in the same field as an already confirmed planet circling the star. They say this is the strongest evidence yet of this cosmic pairing, which has long been suspected but never proven. It'll take a few more years to confirm. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks finishing higher following a mostly upbeat batch of earnings reports from U.S. companies. The Dow rising 109 points for its eighth straight session of gains and closing above 35,000 for the first time since April of 2022. The Nasdaq up 4, S&P 500 up 11. And Netflix posted a surprise 5.9 million jump in subscribers in the June quarter amid its broader crackdown on password sharing in the U.S. But the streaming giant's revenue fell short of expectations, and its third quarter guidance came in light of Wall Street forecasts, and its stock is tumbling after hours. And United Airlines delivering an earnings and revenue beat and earning more than $1 billion in the second quarter. United indicating that it sees no let up in strong demand for tickets and raised its forecast of full year profit. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
When America's debt bubble bursts, it could destroy the value of your 401k or IRA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is why I recommend gold IRAs. And Birch Gold Group is the only gold IRA company I trust. Right now, you can get a free info kit on gold when you text the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to 989898 to request your no-cost, no-obligation.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
It's the 5 o'clock gold rush hour on Offsides, brought to you by Coin and Treasure on West Congress, where they buy and sell gold and silver every day.
What's up, Acadiana, and welcome to Shannon is Offsides. I'm Shannon Wilkerson, here with Gary Cruz. Thanks for joining us for today's broadcast. We'll be with you until 6 o'clock. It's currently 5:10, taking you home live and local on News Talk, KPL 96.5 FM. All right, Gary Cruz back in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yep, still here.
Yep, still here. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, thanks, man.
All right. Remember Wednesday. Now, remember Wednesday is not always, you know, best of lists. We right. do a lot of different themes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. We do a lot of different themes. Today's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to, it takes a little bit of thinking.
Right.
But
right.
once you kind of get going, you know, I've got two pages Whoa. That I put together very quickly. So what we're talking about is, TV shows
right
that we would like to see turned into movies or movies that we would like to see turned into TV shows. Let me give you a few examples.
Okay.
All right. These are TV shows that were turned into movies. MASH,
mm-hmm.
Sex in the City.
No, MASH was the other way around. It was a movie that
That's right. One of the other. That's right. Okay. It was a movie that was turned into a television show. That's right. exactly right. The TV shows that were turned into movies were Sex in the City.
Yeah.
Star Trek.
Yep.
Mission Impossible.
Yep.
The Fugitive.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah. Adam's Family.
Yes.
And Batman.
Batman.
Okay. Yep. Batman's had this huge series. There's like 100 Batman movies now.
And look, that one's on my list of the Dark Knight. I would like to see a series.
Yeah.
Like The Dark Knight.
I'm with you on that. I would like to see that too.
Yeah.
You know, because we haven't had a TV series except for the animated one. We haven't had a Batman TV series since, you know, the first one,
yeah.
the Technicolor one.
Yeah.
The Batcave and the Batboat and yep. the Batcopter and, yeah. and Batman and Robin and Catgirl.
Yeah, you can't leave her.
Yeah, no. Okay, so either one. Either a TV show that you would like to see turned into a movie or a movie that you would like to see turned into a TV show.
Gotcha.
All right, you're up. And jump in, 232-1542. Mr. Cruz.
All right, the first one goes way back to my childhood. So I don't know if everybody's... This TV show ran from 1966 to 68. So The Rat Patrol.
Oh, that's a great beginning.
That was the first one that came to mind.
The Rat Patrol. Okay, I barely remember. They're in the desert.
Yeah, it's okay. World War II.
Was it? Okay, World War II.
Two Jeeps, two guys in each Jeep. Uh-huh. One's the machine gunner, one's the driver, and they ride around the desert.
Killing Nazis.
That's it.
What a great story.
That's it, man.
I mean, okay, so that's a good example of one that took place a long time ago.
Right.
But they could still do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that would be really cool.
I think it would be it would make a cool movie.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, because, all right. Would the setting be current, in your opinion? Would you want to see the setting current or the original setting?
Man, you know, I think I would like the original setting, but I was thinking the original setting, but I think current would be even cooler,
yeah.
you know?
Well, yeah. because you got better... better machine guns.
Yeah, better machine guns.
Better Jeeps.
Yeah.
I like it. Four guys out killing Nazis. I mean, what more do you want?
There you go.
You know? Hey, what are we going to do today? We're going to go out and kill some Nazis. I like that. All right. So my first one really couldn't take place anymore.
Okay.
Unless someone else played the main role. The Sopranos.
Okay.
Okay. I always believed that when The Sopranos ended, especially the way that it ended,
it was going to be a movie.
It was going to be a trilogy.
Okay.
Okay. I was like, they're all saying, no, we're not going to do it. Bull crap. All right. When the money gets to where the money would right. be, and they realize, hey, I can make more money with this one movie than I did in a whole season.
Right.
I think that it would have been epic. Probably the best ever. The thing is that then James Gandolfini died.
Right.
And he died young. And that's the thing. They could have waited 10 years.
Right.
Now, a lot of the main characters are dead now. Paulie is dead.
Yeah.
And, I forget, a few more. I think Silvio. No, Silvio's not dead.
But one of them now works for the Blue Bloods guy. He works for the DA. One of them went over to the other side.
Really?
The actor. He's
oh, okay.
Not the character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, that would be, okay, Rat Patrol and The Sopranos.
And I had a flip of your Sopranos.
Please share.
I would think that The Godfather would make a hell of a series.
On Shannon's list.
Yeah.
Same thing. You could pick up
right
where it goes. Now, they screwed it up with Godfather 3.
Yeah.
Okay, but you can, I was so disappointed in that.
But you could go to the beginning, you know, and work your way through.
You could.
And you could work in, with Godfather 3, modern politics and stuff, you know, yeah.
You know, there's a, it's called the Godfather Saga.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's the Godfather. They took Godfather 1 and Godfather 2 and put it in chronological order.
Yeah.
And so it starts in Corleone with Vito as a little boy.
Right.
And his father and his brother get murdered, and they're trying to get to him. That would be cool. A TV series like that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello. Welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
This is Nick, man. What's going on?
Hey, Nick. What you got for us?
Okay. So TV series to a movie, I would have to say Yellowstone.
Oh,
right, a Yellowstone movie.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Because of the way it ended, and there's no outlook for further in the series. It would be good for us Yellowstone lovers to have a movie to kind of either finalize it or give some kind of closure to.
Yeah,
I think that would be cool.
Good one.
All right,
go ahead.
Movie to a series, I would definitely have to say The Sound of Freedom.
Okay. That's a new one, yeah.
Yeah, I need to see that, but I did hear that it's very good, but is very difficult to watch.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, it is. It is. But still a good... something good to put out there to, people.
I hear you. Wake everybody up.
Yeah. On that issue.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Got to go. Hey, welcome. Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
This is Doug.
Hey, Doug. What you got?
I want to go TV series to a movie.
Yeah.
I want to see All in the Family.
I tell you. I watched.
I hear somebody laughing in the background.
Oh man, that would be awesome!
I watched some clips and a full episode of All in the Family, and it was streaming. And you forget.
Yeah.
All the things that Archie Bunker says.
Oh yeah.
And
I don't forget.
Well, but I mean, so when you start watching, you're like, oh wow, I forgot about
and
that.
I think Norman Lear may still be alive.
How he got away with it?
Well, it was a different time. It was the 70s. Okay.
Yeah.
And
That's true.
I'm with you. It would be great to have a movie, but I would love to see that TV series return with a modern family.
Okay,
because of all the conflict that is existing right now.
Right.
The problem is that they would ruin it. Okay, it would be taken off the air after the first episode because nobody on the left or the right can laugh at what's going on.
Well,
everybody be so damn offended that you just couldn't get it off the ground.
Well, and I think that was part of the appeal was it offended everybody.
That's
the thing, but they made it funny.
Yes. Yeah,
people can't laugh at that anymore.
I guess not.
I know.
That's
too
it.
Bad. You got, it's a great
y'all
one.
Have a good evening.
All right, you too, man. 232-1542. TV to movie or movie to TV? Hello, welcome to Shanahan. Welcome to Shanahan's.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Oh, my God. Welcome to Shanahan's Offsides. Who's calling?
Shannon, thanks for welcoming me to Shanahan's. I'll have a scotch and eat.
Yeah, well, look, we didn't drink scotch. There was no scotch at Shanahan's.
Not at Shanahan's, though.
But go on.
All right, going old school. I would love to be able to see it. I think technology has gotten there to make a live-action Thundercats movie.
Oh!
All right, Thundercats.
Oh, I'm digging it. That could be cool.
I like that.
I was going to say, that was my jam, getting off the school bus when I was young, going home. It came right on. They had a fantastic storyline to entertain a seven-year-old kid. You know, I'm sure I'm almost 40. I'm still entertained by that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still entertained by a lot of the things I watched when I was a young boy. I can still laugh out loud at Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. And there are other reasons I watch it. Thanks for the call. All right, what's your next one?
Okay, so I got a movie that I think would be a good TV series.
All right.
Dune.
Yeah. Dune.
It's just a long movie, and it's real hard to stay focused. It would be better as a series. Yeah.
Okay, Sting was in it.
Yep.
Okay.
And then they redid it again. But it's a series of books that they made into a movie, and it just ends up being a ridiculously long movie, and you lose a lot of it.
I
think it would be a good TV series.
All right. I can see that. Because there's a lot of movies that were originally books. I mean, a lot of them are, all right? And the book was really good, but the movie didn't do the story justice.
Yeah, they have to leave stuff out or it's not exactly. I mean, that's why a lot of the Harry Potter books ended up being two movies, you know? Some of the
right.
Harry Potter, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good one. All right, I've got a movie that I'd love to see go to a series.
Okay.
Mad Max.
Oh.
Okay, Mad Max, you know, they had the first three with Mel Gibson.
Right.
Then they had another one, and they ruined it. To me, they ruined it. Okay, because it wasn't, Max wasn't really the main character anymore, because he shared that with Charlize Theron. And I know that Mel Gibson has lost his mind, all right? But what I wanted was Mel Gibson to continue to play Max as he has aged.
Okay.
Because you saw him age from the first one to Beyond Thunderdome.
Right.
And seeing Mad Max, you know, continuing to live in the apocalypse.
Right.
I would have loved to see that. But I was hoping for years that they would make a TV series out of it, which they didn't. Then I was hoping that they would just make a book series out of it.
Yeah.
Because I just love that post-apocalyptic thing, you know. Cool.
Well, see, they could make the Rat Patrol in the post-apocalyptic deal, because it would all be desert.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. Hey, welcome, Shanahan's Offsides. Who's calling?
It's Jim.
Jim, you got a TV to a movie or a movie to TV?
Yeah, I mentioned something earlier. I wanted to mention it. I read a blog one time when they were trying to figure out how they're going to do the Sopranos ending, and if they killed Tony. Well, you remember in the TV show, the smartest one and the one that knew everything was his daughter.
Right.
Making her, Tony, and Syl be the advisor into a new movie, to a saga.
So you want Meadow to be the godfather?
Well, right. She was the one, if you watched the series a lot, she knew what was going on, and she was also the smart one.
Yeah, and you know, I remember thinking that I didn't. I remember in the beginning, because I'm rewatching The Sopranos right now. Every night I watch an episode. And I do that every few years. And in the beginning, when as AJ aged and he became a teenager, I was very disappointed that he didn't become a more serious character and therefore been in line to take over.
Right.
That would have worked now that James Gandolfini is dead, that would have worked.
Right. But you get what the caller's saying is a much more interesting storyline with the daughter taking over.
With the daughter taking, that would be interesting.
AJ was spoiled, you know. Yeah,
AJ was spoiled.
Meadow knew what was going on.
Yeah, but I'll tell you. I think she's too pretty for it.
Oh no!
You know what I mean?
I don't think so.
That has to be. Yeah. You know, now maybe Janice.
No, no.
Okay, you know, I don't, you know.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Not yet.
Let me, all right. I like what you're thinking, okay? And right. It would be my opinion that that storyline would not hold up. And the reason is because these are, no, let me tell you why. Is because these characters and the way that these families work, they don't have respect for women, okay? They don't right. respect women. And right. I don't think that a character with these families that is a woman, especially a young, attractive woman, would be able to instill the fear that these other characters... When you think about Johnny Sack...
I get what you're saying, yeah. But once the bodies start dropping, right. that'd change.
Yeah, you're right about that, because he was the perfect
yeah.
one, right?
I don't... All right, all right. Well, there is a documentary about a woman who was in the cartel. It's called The Godmother.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and she was brutal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, she was brutal. But nobody really crossed her because she was an extension of the cartel in right. Colombia.
Right.
Okay. So she was pumping right. billions of dollars to them. Right. But she was a ruthless killer.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Right. I got that it. I got it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back. This is interesting. Movies to TV or TVs to movie?
Yep.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. 232-1542.
News Talk 96.5 KPL, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios. Find out more about how they can help you at matthew-james.com.
What's dangerous and stupid and can cost you $25,000? Excavating without calling Louisiana One Call. So dial 811 before you dig. It's the law.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's the 5 o'clock Gold Rush Hour on Offsides. Brought to you by Coin and Treasure on West Congress, where they buy and sell gold and silver every day.
Welcome back to Shannon's Offsides. Got Gary Cruz here. Remember Wednesday, we're talking about TV shows that we would like to see turned into a movie.
Right.
Or
movies turned into a TV show.
Yeah. Very interesting both ways.
I think so. I think so.
Yeah. Let's take a call. Hello. Welcome to Shannon's Offsides. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Will.
Hey, Will. You got one for us?
Yeah, I got a movie that would be real easy today to transfer into a TV show.
Okay.
It's Idiocracy.
All you got to do is walk around. That's a reality show. That's reality TV.
We talk about that movie frequently.
Take the headlines out of the TV or off the internet, man, and they could have an episode every week.
All you have to do is that could be a reality TV show because that's reality
yeah.
now.
Yep.
Good Lord. That's depressing.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the laugh.
Yeah. 232-1542. What's your next one?
All right. So a movie that I think would make a good TV show.
Yeah.
Right. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes. Yes.
I think that would make just a cool series.
Yeah. I only saw the first one.
I enjoy them. You know, it's a nice tie-in with the music. I've enjoyed all of them, but I think it would be one that would be a good one. They could go do an adventure or solve a crime or save a different planet or whatever every week. It would just be cool.
It would be the reverse of Star Trek.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
And it's got a good cast, you know.
Batista. Batista's in there, like...
Whenever you got a raccoon who creates new weapons, that's just...
You know, I saw a similarity with Star Trek, okay? Because the tree is like Chewbacca.
Okay.
Okay? The little raccoon
but
is
Chewbacca's
like Yoda.
Star Wars.
Excuse me, Star Wars. Okay. Yes. The tree is Chewbacca.
All right.
The little raccoon is like Yoda.
Okay.
All right?
A really ticked off Yoda.
A really mad Yoda. Okay. And the two main characters, the guy,
Quill.
Okay, that's right. Okay, so he's Han Solo.
Okay.
And then the girl is Leia.
The green girl is Leia.
That's exactly right. I haven't related the Batista.
Batista, and then you got the robot twin.
You got R2-D2.
Okay.
Okay, there you go.
R2-D2 with some skills.
Quite. All right, before we go to the phone lines, my next one is a TV to a movie, and you will love it.
All right.
Johnny Quest.
Oh, man.
Johnny Quest.
Oh, yeah.
Love that. Still watch it to this very day. And I've wanted that for years. It's probably too late. But the best actor to play Race Bannon would have been Chuck Norris.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's, it would just be really, that would be really good.
Yeah. Well, they could do it animated, you know, and then it would be cool.
They could. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Hey, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Dave, what you got?
Okay, I got two of them for you, and both of them are TV shows to movies because of the way the TV show ended, okay? Or should I say maybe didn't end.
Okay.
One would be Friday Night Lights, which I thought was one of the best TV shows ever, and it just kind of went away.
Yeah, it did.
And the other one is the TV show Nashville, and I think Nashville could even be made into a series of movies. Where you had one now and one 4 or 5 years from now and one 4 or 5 years from then.
Yeah.
Because the musicians would always be changing.
Yeah.
And you could actually use real musicians instead of the made-up groups like they did on the TV show.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, like they did with A Star Is Born. They brought in Lady Gaga.
Yeah, well, in the original, second Star Is Born, they used
Streisand.
Lady Gaga was good, but she'll never take Barbara Streisand's
place. Yeah, it was Barbara Streisand and Chris Christopherson.
But the band was Montrose.
Man, what a movie.
Was it?
Yes.
The band was Montrose. Rock Candy.
Yep.
Man, that's pretty good.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
I don't know if I've ever told you this. But when Joni and I got married, the song Evergreen from Star Is Born was the theme to our wedding.
Oh, cool. So, that's nice.
That's so touching.
Yeah, how you like that, man?
Well, I'll tell you, your idea for Nashville about how they can do it like periodically and it would always be fresh with new characters and, musicians. I have had that opinion where Hollywood dropped the ball, okay, big time, that they should have made every 10 years a Breakfast Club. Okay, because think of it. Yeah. They did the Breakfast Club in the 80s, and they had the fashions, and they had the problems that kids are facing with the 80s. They could have done one in the 90s with the fashions and the music and the problems kids were facing with in the 90s, still there on a Saturday morning for detention.
Uh-huh.
They could have done one in the 2000s. Yep. They could have done one in the 2010s. And you could, because look, every 10 years, you got another blockbuster if you do it right, because all the fashions, all the music, and all the problems that kids have are different every 10 years.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave. Hey, welcome to Shannon's Offsides. Who's calling?
This is Debbie.
Debbie, you have a TV to a movie or a movie to TV or both?
I have a movie to TV.
I'm ready.
I'd like to see My Cousin Vinny.
Oh,
that's a fantastic one. I tell you, it's go ahead.
So, in terms of the way the movie was, or after he gets his law practice going?
Okay, Betty, you there?
Yes.
Okay, so the question is, would the TV show pick up after the end of the movie and have him as a regular attorney with his law practice?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Yeah.
And like he'd be like going from town to town, like an ambulance chaser.
You could do that. Yeah.
And just pick up these little off-the-wall jobs and defend these kids or adults in strange towns and other little hokey towns.
Yeah. And he would be a character like Saul Goodman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He would kind of have his own Saul Goodman thing. And then he'd be married to Lisa. And then they would have kids.
Yeah.
You know, and
the whole entourage would move around.
Yes. And it would be great if that character always wore that that old suit, okay? Like when they went to trial, that could be his thing. You know, he always wears that suit.
That lucky suit.
That's right.
That was his statement.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you, Betty.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Brian.
Hey, Brian, what you got?
Hey, so I think C-SPAN would be a great source for some good comedic material right now.
Oh, my God.
Into the daily White House briefings would be great comedy. And I think the White House, I mean, the Hunter Biden hearings would be great for a crime series or crime movie.
Maybe. Oh, God. That's a comedy right there.
Definitely. Yeah.
I like the idea of a series that is about the media, the back, you know, even if it's funny, like Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Mary Tyler Moore is actually on my list of TV shows that I would like to see in a movie. And that could take place in the 70s. That would be the setting.
Murphy Brown.
Yeah. That's right. I'd like to see one of those now. With how the media is right now. You're going to have Fox News versus CNN. You know, it's like an MMA fight.
Yeah.
And all the back. And they could, it would be really good if they made it a comedy. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because we got to lighten up when it comes to the news.
And if it was Fox versus CNN, it wouldn't be the headline.
Funny business coming out of the White House and the press briefings that I think.
That
would be great.
You said C-SPAN, and I mean, you know, just the speeches in Congress would be even funnier because it'd be a whole fantasy thing.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Jerry and George pitching the idea to the network. Hey, thanks for the call.
There's a way around the writer's strike right there.
Those idiots.
Well, and it's just, you know, that's public record, so
there you go.
Just go ahead and use it all and chop it into a fantasy movie.
I like it.
Yeah.
You got another one?
Yeah, I got a couple of them. But remember the animated show Drawn Together?
No.
It's now on Adult Swim. They took all a bunch of cartoon characters and put them in a house together and added a little bit of sexual tension.
Okay.
It's on Adult Swim now.
Okay.
I think that would be an interesting movie.
See, I haven't seen that, but I've seen some other things on Adult Swim. I love Robot Chicken. Okay. Robot Chicken is just hysterical.
Yeah.
Another one that your pick has reminded me of, it would be it didn't have to be an animated movie, but it'd be really good. Did you ever watch The Boondocks?
Yes. Yeah.
What a great movie that
was. Which was a comic strip.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was with Granddad and you know, you got the two sons, you know, one of them's real militant, one of them's real wannabe thug. And that's a good one.
So, and still animated, but the flip, you remember Jungle Book, the movie, the anime? I think it'd be a great series.
Yeah. You know, there was some controversy with Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Yeah, a while back because they had racial overtones and things like that. But they can fix that.
Well, yeah, and it's the times. And then so you just work it into.
That's what I mean. Yeah. You can, those are really good ones. All right. So another TV show that I would like to see turned into a movie would be NYPD Blue.
Oh, man, yeah.
You know, current.
Current, yeah.
Because New York is a disaster. I mean, it is. I mean, New York is so out of control, and I think that bringing back creating a movie with modern characters and modern crime, I like that.
I've got the same general idea, but I went to the other side. The CSI Las Vegas. I think that would be a really dark movie.
Very.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome. Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Sean, guys.
Hey, Sean, what you got? TV to movie or movie to TV or both?
Yeah, I got the movie Mask. It was a cartoon back in the 80s.
Yeah. Mask?
But that was a movie.
Yeah. Okay. Which Mask are you talking about?
It was the cars and that transformed. So it was abbreviated Mask.
Oh, okay. All right. Because there were two Mask movies.
Yeah.
There was the Mask with Jim Carrey. And then there was a really good movie from late 70s, early 80s called Mask, and it was with Cher. Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
And there were bikers.
Yeah.
And it's a true story.
I didn't know that
Yeah,
one.
It is a, it's a true story. And her son
He's got the deformed disease.
Yeah, he's very deformed. And he dies young, and that's a real story.
Okay.
That's a good one, man. That sounds cool. Yeah. All right. You're up.
Well, it's along the same lines. They came out with a new Transformers movie,
mm-hmm.
and I think technology is to the point where we could have a Transformers TV series that wasn't animated.
Oh, okay.
Because the Transformers TV series was always animated, cartoons.
That's right.
Right? And so I think it would be interesting to see a live-action Transformers series.
Yeah, and they could do that with graphics, just like they did Iron Man.
Yeah.
Okay. Iron Man. Yeah, the same thing. Transform.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
You like
I'd
that?
I'd go see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a second. All right. We're going to take our last break. When we come back, we're going to continue with the Remember Wednesday. We're discussing TV shows that we would like to see turned into movies or movies that we would like to see turned into TV shows. Join us at 232-15. 232-15. We'll be right back. All right, everybody. Remember Wednesday, I got Gary Cruz here. A lot of great additions to this week's topic, and that is TV shows that we would like to see converted into movies or movies that we would like to see converted into TV shows.
Yes, either way.
Either way. All right, my next one was one that, you know, the way that this show ended, they really screwed up. Because they kind of eliminated the possibility of a movie.
Okay.
But I always wanted to, you know, in the last season, they killed off too many of the main characters. There aren't enough main characters still alive that could carry it you know, that could carry the storyline.
Right.
Did you watch Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
You know, I think it would have made a great movie, or maybe even a few movies. You know, it was a very interesting storyline. Some of it got stupid.
Right.
Okay, but a lot of it was very realistic. There were a couple of actual Hell's Angels in that movie, and they consulted with many Hell's Angels members on the procedure, the way they do things, what the rules are, and all of that. But, you know, they killed off Gemma. They killed off Jax. They killed off Jax... wife, her character escapes me, and they killed off Bobby Elvis. You know, so...
Well, but it doesn't... To be a movie, it doesn't have to come after the thing ended.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I would have liked to have seen it if they could have done that. You know, if they wouldn't have killed everybody off, we may have seen a movie.
Well, they can do a movie that just happened during the time the series
ran. They could do that. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. And just bring back Jax. All those actors are still around.
Yep.
So that would have been good. They had a spinoff that I believe is still on, the Mayans. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get it.
Yeah.
I was very excited about it, but it never grabbed me. There was also supposed to be a prequel series to The Sopranos.
Oh, okay.
That never happened. What's your next one?
So my next one, I got to mention this movie that I just think would be a great series.
All right.
And that's The Dirty Dozen.
Oh, man. Telly Savalas.
Yeah.
You know, Jim Brown.
Yep.
Lee Marvin. That would have been a great series.
Yeah. There was a series that was kind of Garrison's Gorillas, and it was this group where one of them was an explosives guy, and it was kind of the same. But I always thought that, you know, they could have made a series of everybody, other missions they went on, you know, and those kinds of things, or different groups that he ended up having to put together and mold and go on a different mission.
Yeah, that's good.
So each season could be a mission. But The Dirty Dozen, I think, would be an interesting series.
Yeah, that really would be good. And just like the Rat Patrol, you know, these are guys just going around killing Nazis.
Yeah,
I mean, look, it's a great on your resume. You know, what did you do during the war? I killed Nazis.
As Brad Pitt, right?
That's exactly right. With Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah.
All right, so I like that.
Okay.
I like that. My next one, you'd have to get somebody else to play the lead character, I
okay.
believe. But I think that it would be really interesting TV series from Forrest Gump.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because all these crazy things are happening to Forrest, all around him. And, you know, nothing ever happens to him.
Right.
You know, and his low IQ, he's just so innocent.
Right.
That there's all this chaos and he's just living his life, you know. And that would make for a lot of variety.
Well, yeah, and you could go into each of those events a little deeper. You could explore. Yeah.
That's right.
That would be cool.
Yeah, Forrest Gump.
But you couldn't do Tom Hanks, yeah.
No, he'd want too much money, and he's an idiot now.
Well, he's got plenty of money, so he may be willing to do it for almost nothing just to help out the other actors.
It might.
He might.
Yeah. All right, you got another one?
Yeah, I got another one. So did you ever watch a series called Stingray?
No.
Okay, so the actor was one of those guys who never really made it to leading actor kind of thing, but he always had, like, secondary roles.
All
right. So he drives a stingray.
Brilliant.
And he helps people out.
Okay.
In return for a favor.
Okay.
That he will collect on at a later date.
You know, I think I did watch that. And I think I did see some of that. Yeah.
And so it's like he's this private detective and he's always getting stuff done because he's always pulling
Know it. Yeah.
I think that would be an awesome movie.
I like that. It's been a while. I'm going to look that up soon because I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I don't remember enough of it to actually.
It didn't last long.
No, I don't. In other words, I could watch it again and it wouldn't be like a big spoiler. I don't remember enough of it to be like, oh, I've seen this before, or something like that. Yeah, it was all a barter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that. All right, another movie I would like to see turned into a series.
Okay.
And this guy's still around. Rocky.
Oh, man.
Okay. Rocky. Yeah. There doesn't have to be a fight.
No.
Okay, he's such a beloved character.
Mm-hmm.
I really am grateful for the last one that they did, Rocky Balboa.
Oh, yeah.
Because Rocky V was such a disaster. And, you know, 10 years, I think, went by before they did Rocky Balboa. And I thought that was just a great storyline.
Yeah, well, and now you got the Creed.
You've got Creed.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. And Sylvester Stallone loves playing Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
There's a very good documentary that all the characters and the writers and the directors and the producers from all of the Rocky movies are talking about it. And Stallone at the, you know, he's talking about how the stories, like, you know, how it actually followed his real life.
Right.
Okay. And at the end, he says, you know, Rocky Balboa, it's me. Okay. It's my interpretation of my life. And he just loves playing Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
And so I think it would be a great TV series.
I think it would be cool.
Yeah. You got another one to wrap it up?
Yeah. Yeah, I got one to wrap it up. The Justified. The series.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
Oh.
It's good.
It's good, yeah.
I like, all right. Guy with the hat.
Yep.
Yeah. He was in Deadwood.
Raylan Gibbons, yeah.
And
Raylan Gibbons.
Deadwood is on my list for I would like to see a movie. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Gary Cruz, thanks for joining me, as you do every Wednesday.
Thank you, man. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and we always have a great time. Tomorrow I will be back with Hippie Hannah from 4 to 6. So good night, everybody. Thanks for tuning in and looking forward to speaking with you tomorrow.
Bye. Fox News commentary.
Donald Trump is facing a potential third indictment, and while this is obviously another load of politically weaponized and steaming BS, it could also be a trap, so watch your step. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
When America's debt bubble bursts, it could destroy the value of your 401k or IRA. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is why I recommend gold IRAs. And Birch Gold Group is the only gold IRA company I trust. Right now, you can get a free info kit on gold when you text the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to 989898 to request your no-cost, no-obligation info kit today.
President and current leading Republican 2024 candidate Donald Trump is looking down the barrel of indictment number three, this time for his involvement in January 6th, or as I call it, liberal Christmas. This is another one of the gashes in this death by a thousand cuts takedown of Donald Trump. They want him in prison, but you know what they want even more than that? They want him to be our 2024 Republican nominee, because every time they come for the man, impeach him, indict, charge, besmirch, and lie on him, his lead in the GOP race for 2024 widens. Democrats either want him in prison and or to be our nominee because they think they will have the easiest time beating him, even with the big guy Joe on their ticket. I'm worried we aren't seeing the forest through the trees here. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm becoming increasingly worried the GOP is jumping headfirst into the trap. Watch out. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Louisiana needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues designed to help you help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything. Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
News Talk 96.5 KPL, Bro Bridge, Lafayette. Broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios, online at matthew-james.com.
A lot of missing pieces. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. Police in Hoover, Alabama say the community is safe as they investigate the story of a woman who disappeared after reporting a child alone on the side of a highway.
The elaborate story from 25-year-old Carly Russell may have fallen apart. Hoover Police Chief Nick Durza says they can't confirm she saw a toddler on the side of the highway, then was herself abducted and thrown into an 18-wheeler, taken to some location by a male and female before she escaped 2 days later and ran to her family home. Her cell phone revealed while she was telling police that she had her eye on the child initially, she had traveled the length of six football fields. Her phone also revealed some internet searches.
The term you have to pay for an Amber Alert was searched,
as well as how to take money from a register without being caught, a one-way ticket to Nashville, and a search for the movie Taken.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A federal judge has denied a motion to move the trial of a man charged in last year's attack on Paul Pelosi, the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. David DePape's attorneys had argued the intense publicity the case received means he would not get a fair trial in San Francisco. They wanted the trial moved to Eureka near the border with Oregon. DePape pled not guilty to federal charges of attempting to kidnap a federal official and assaulting a federal official's family member. He also pled not guilty to state charges. Two IRS whistleblowers appeared before a House panel this afternoon to testify about claims of misconduct by the Biden family. Joseph Ziegler was the lead investigator in the Hunter Biden IRS case. He said last year federal prosecutors sought to classify those crimes,
recommending for approval felony and misdemeanor charges for the 2017, 18, and 19 tax years. That did not happen here, and I am not sure why.
Hunter Biden pled guilty to tax crimes related to his 2017 and 2018 returns. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Country star and a production company addressed backlash over a song and its new music video.
Reps for Tackle Box, the production company behind Jason Aldean's music video for Try That in a Small Town, say the singer did not pick the courthouse location featured. Try That in a Small Town. Adding, it's a popular filming location outside of Nashville. Critics noting the location is where a young black man was lynched in 1927. Saying they feel the clip, which features footage of Black Lives Matter protests, has racial undertones and promotes violence. Aldean defending the track, saying no lyric references race or points to it, adding the song refers to the feeling of a community that I had growing up, where we took care of our neighbors, regardless of differences of background or belief. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
New Hampshire Republican Governor Chris Sununu won't seek re-election in 2024.
In an email to supporters, Governor Sununu is saying after discussions with his family and much consideration that he's decided not to run for another term as governor in 2024. In what would have been an unprecedented fifth two-year term in New Hampshire, the key presidential nominating state. Sununu's decision to leave the governor's office follows heavy criticism of former President Donald Trump, who polls show he's the commanding Republican frontrunner in the state and nationally in the presidential primary. The former president has also been critical of Sununu, who last month decided not to challenge him for the GOP nomination. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The president of Stanford University is stepping aside following concerns about the integrity of his research. In a letter to staff and students, Mark Tessier-Levine said he never submitted a scientific paper without firmly believing the data were correct and accurately presented. But he says he should have been more diligent in seeking corrections regarding his work. He'll step down August 31st. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.